Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. Hello, Art of Healing podcast listeners. Thank you so much for joining me on the summer solstice episode of the Art of Healing podcast. I am in North America, so the summer solstice for my land, for where I am, is going to be the longest day of the year, where the brightest light shines, where the sun is with us all day long. And the older I've gotten, I have just developed a particular love of this day. The fact that we have the longest day, longest sunshine, longest day to reflect, the warmth of the summer. So for this episode, I don't have a particular rigid agenda. I have taken a little bit of time, or will be taking a little bit of time, from recording episodes. So I wanted to make sure we touch bases so that, you know, you hear me and I can connect with you. There will be several weeks that the Art of Healing podcast won't be recording any new episodes. However, the podcast will be available. I will have a number of ways that we can keep in touch. But I want to take a little bit of time to get ready for the next season to record more episodes. I want to take a little time to work on some projects. And I've just found that after getting a little bit more seasoned in this podcasting type thing, that it's nice to have a little bit of time to take a break, reflect, see what's working, and reconnect. So much gratitude for joining me for this episode. I'd like to take a little segment just to reintroduce myself. I'm a podcast fan as well. So I know in the podcasting realm, and as you're downloading your episodes, you often sort of, you know, you get in the episode, you listen, and you go on with your life, you live healthy and happy. So I'd like to just reintroduce myself just briefly. The Art of Healing podcast has been alive for a couple of years now and has over 50 episodes. But I'm Charlize. I'm a practicing physician. My background is in internal medicine, and I've been in that for about 17 years now. I'm also a Reiki master, and I've practiced Reiki for about 7 years, practicing in many kinds of settings, both in my clinic, distance, in person. And because of this perspective, it has led me to create my website, healingartshealthandwellness.com, and this podcast as a means to integrate both worlds, to connect with you, and explore this space, to explore the space of healing. I feel that my perspective is unique because I do treat very sick patients, and the gifts and the insights that the healing art of Reiki has offered me, as well as with meditation, I have created and will continue to create spaces for this, and therefore the existence of the podcast and all the goings on. So as a part of my website and the services that I offer, and I wanted to just sort of recircle, kind of refresh all of us on healing arts, what's going on, and particularly because we won't be connecting by this podcast for just a few, some weeks here. But the main services and information that I am offering are meditation. So I'll talk about some of the resources for that. Reiki, and we'll talk about some of the resources for that. and now integrative and functional medicine. So those are the three main services with Healing Arts Health and Wellness. Meditation is a powerful healing technique that's simple, it's readily accessible, really doesn't need to cost you anything, and has been clinically proven to help with anxiety, depression, insomnia, chronic pain, so many conditions. Because meditation is such a powerful healing tool, I've devoted a number of my resources and a number of my creations to helping people either get started with meditation or maybe continuing a meditation practice. So I just wanted to highlight some of those resources for you. My favorite of my resources is my book, which is on Amazon, The 21-Day Meditation Journey. I will place links to that in the show notes, but this is a book that's available both by print and by ebook. The print version does have some space for journaling so that you can take down your notes and reflect. But with this process, we just walk through 21 days every day. We have a short meditation practice. I created this for a number of reasons. It's based on many of my own short practices. And, you know, I'll never say I'm the busiest person. So I know there's many of you who are working, raising children, caring for grandchildren, caring for aging parents, you know, just so many things. But, you know, I do have a fairly busy schedule because I have a full clinic that I, you know, have, you know, see many, many souls throughout the day. So many of the meditations I created in that book are based on my own practices so that they don't necessarily need to intrude or add more if you've got a long to do. But they can definitely help to set the stage for creating a daily practice. Along with that book, I do have a 21-day meditation challenge, which is an e-course, which is available on my website, healingartshealthandwellness.com. And then aside from that, I do have a number of great resources that can just get you started right away, free downloads. One of my favorites and has been an all-time favorite with a lot of folks when they first meet me is my ebook, 9 Ways to Ground Your Energy. I always get a smile on my face because, I don't know, it's just something about that ebook that just makes me smile, but it's very short. You can, download it, have it to your phone, and we just walk through 9 simple steps that you can take if you do feel you need grounding. You need grounding, like, if your thoughts are racing, you can't sleep, you feel jittery, if you feel dizzy or lightheaded, if you got too much energy up in your head. So these are 9 short practices you can do just to get grounded. And then at my website, healingartshealthandwellness.com, there are several blogs on meditation. And with this podcast, there are quite a few free meditations that are available. So if you're listening now, if you like, I can make it so that I can email those to you if you'd like to send it from my email, but I've created several meditations. If you're new to the podcast, we typically, Art of Healing folks, we do a monthly meditation together. At the end of every month. And that's been kind of our tradition since the start of the podcast. So the meditation resources are my book, 21-Day Meditation Journey, my course, 21-Day Meditation Challenge, and then some of my free downloads. Reiki is a big topic for us on this podcast. And I know many of us have found each other because of social media posts on Reiki, or we've interacted in real life in a Reiki course, or you may have approached me asking about Reiki, or I may have approached you asking about Reiki. So I did want to highlight, if you were wanting to learn about Reiki, the basics, or if you want to train, you want to go further, I'm here to help. I am more than excited to help. So of my resources there, I do have a free book on Reiki if you are new and you want to learn about Reiki. So I'll put the link in my show notes as far as how you can learn about Reiki. So it's a nice little ebook that'll tell you what it is. I would delve into what it is in the show, but the topic's a little dense. But I'll try to highlight in the show notes some of my previous podcast episodes on what Reiki is, because many folks have heard of it. They're curious about it. And I would strongly encourage you to learn about it if you're considering doing some training. Now, if you are ready to go further and you are actually wanting to learn Reiki, again, I am more than happy to help at my website, healingartshealthandwellness.com. I have self-paced courses where you can actually start your Reiki training. You will earn your certificate. You will be able to go all the way to the level of Reiki Master. It was important to me as I became a Reiki practitioner, been trying to share it with others, coming up with a way that it could be accessible. I really wanted it to be accessible. And there are wonderful ways to learn, like a live course is awesome. If you can go to retreat, that's even more awesome. My contribution to this light worker's world was creating a course where you could be completing it on your cell phone, your laptop, on breaks at work, in a weekend if you've got a few hours to dedicate. Because as Reiki healers, one of our duties, one of our obligations is to spread this healing energy and to make it as accessible as we can. So this is my contribution, is my courses, Reiki 1 for self-empowerment, Reiki 2 for the caregiver, and Reiki Master for the community healer. I will put show notes for those for anyone that is interested, as well as my free Reiki book and also some of the podcasts that we've discussed Reiki previously. I do have a short meditation I created for those that have completed their Reiki training and want a little bit of assistance with keeping up with a daily practice. So for those of you that aren't familiar with this, after you've done your levels of Reiki, you have a period of time afterwards that you devote to self-healing. So I've created one, which is the 9-minute Reiki session for mind, heart, and gut. It's a short meditation guided Reiki session that you can use daily to help keep up with your daily practice. And I'm working on a few others that will be a little bit longer. So if you want to do a more extensive self-practice. So I will put in the show notes my resources, some of my tips for anyone wanting to learn about Reiki, anyone that's taking the next step and wants to just make sure they stay on track, or anyone that's just curious. I do have some services for anyone that's wanting to work one-on-one with me individually. So I'd like to give you a short description of those. So I have currently 3 programs that I'm actively enrolling. One is my Reiki coaching program, and then 2 are my programs in which we integrate functional medicine and functional medicine with Reiki. For my Reiki coaching program, this is a program for individuals who are starting their Reiki journey, and for any reason they feel that they want one-on-one assistance and support throughout their journey. So I've created an all-in-one program in which you start as a Reiki student. You complete the program as a Reiki master. And along the way, we have weekly Reiki sessions. You get weekly insight from me. You get a lot of support from me on your spiritual journey. This program I created out of a need. I had individuals ask for this, and we discovered that by having a structured program with devotion weekly or more to this practice, that the insight and the healing that can happen are quite amazing. The way I think of that 12-week Reiki coaching program is I'm condensing down my experiences of over 20 years of healing into a 12-week program. This program, although it's got some structure, is individual and it can be tailored to individual needs. So information on that is available at my website, healingartshealthandwellness.com. And because of the nature of it and everything, it's one of the services that you may want to consider connecting with me just with an initial call where we can discuss more of the details and find out if that program is right for you. My next two programs. So as I am a internal medicine physician, and I've been practicing that for 17 years, and I have initiated my training with the Institutes of Functional Medicine for to become a certified functional medicine physician. I'm deep into the first of my courses now, so very shortly I'll actually be able to be listed as a functional medicine practitioner. And it gives but just a smile on my face because the knowledge that I'm learning while I'm seeing patients right now, it is fantastic. It's so awesome. For those of you that aren't familiar, functional medicine is a type of medicine that is based on healing the root cause of illness. So rather than the practice of we rush ahead, we get a diagnosis and we just throw a pill out of it, we actually slow down. We gather ourselves, we gather data, we analyze, we take the analysis as deep as we need to go. We go back into adolescence, into childhood. We go into the health of your mother while she was pregnant with you to discover what's at the root of your fatigue, your brain fog, your joint pain, your aging, your depression. And we start healing it there. So with that functional medicine base, I have two programs that are available. And again, I understand as I'm describing these are high touch. And I'll be frank, if they're not for you, you can definitely skip ahead a few minutes. But I do have two programs. One is the functional medicine program, in which you can work with me in a structured 12-week course where we can start getting down to the root of your chronic inflammation, why you're not feeling good. During this program, you'll get to use some advanced technology called Living Matrix, where we will gather all of your data in probably a way you've never had it analyzed before. We'll take it in depth. We'll work together one-on-one. We will reflect. We will gather data. We will start getting down to the root of what's going on with you. I will then provide very detailed recommendations on doing some of the advanced functional medicine testing. Because you'll be working with me, I will be there for guidance, support, where I can order for you, I will. And then throughout that 12-week program, you'll have one-on-one support with me in your healing as we start to find the foods that are therapeutic for you, the supplements that are therapeutic for you. Because I'm a practicing physician, I will also be able to provide you with the language if you are working with a team of specialists as far as how to help you feel better. I'm so excited about this functional medicine program. And of course, just like with my Reiki coaching program, because it is a high touch, fairly high intensity program, I would recommend scheduling a one-on-one call with me, or at least, signing up so that you can be on my newsletter. And that way you can be learning about me, or you can email me, who can learn about each other as you're on your journey for health and finding what's going to work for you. And finally, of my individual programs is going to be the combination in which we will integrate all of the major healing modalities together, Reiki and functional medicine, in 15 weeks. So this program is for anyone who wants to heal themselves and wants to heal others, is ready to do the work now. It's 15 weeks and you will become a Reiki student. You will also become a functional medicine patient. We will do these in parallel so that you will be studying your healing art of Reiki and working on your energy. We will work together on getting to the root cause of what's keeping you from feeling better. And when you graduate the program, you will be a Reiki master you will have your healing because you would have done the work with the functional medicine, and the sky's the limit. So same deal. It's long, intensive program. Definitely, I would encourage, if you're considering doing Reiki, doing the functional medicine, we should definitely have a call first to figure out the logistics and how that'll work and what that would look like. During this little bit of a break that I'm taking, I did want to work on a few projects. So I have a book that's just near and dear to my heart that I've been writing. And I, as a first-time author, I found the process of writing a book to be therapeutic, soothing. It helped me connect with others. It had all of these blessings that I didn't anticipate. So I got a little hooked. I wanted to do it again. So I'm working on my second book, which is The Heart of Being. And this book is going to be integrating my experiences, my knowledge as a physician and as a Reiki master, in which we'll walk through the heart chakra together with the idea of exploring that space, exploring our heart, our lungs. We'll explore our vagus nerve. We'll have some interactive exercises that we can integrate with together in order to soothe things like anxiety, depression, autoimmune disease. So I'm working on that book, and because I am feeling so passionately and so happy about this book, I did want to, take a little time, which is why we take a little break from the podcast. And then I'm also working on my third book, which does not have a title, but it's going to be based on a blog post I'd done a while ago on the seven symptoms that happen after a Reiki attunement. So after doing my own Reiki attunements and working with my own students, there's definitely some shifts, and I noticed that no one had really been discussing like what to expect. And those shifts in the body and the mind, they cause some symptoms. They're really a good thing, but you kind of need to know what that is. So my third book is going to be specifically for individuals who have finished their Reiki training and are wanting to live in that new vibration, wanting to live in that new way of being, so that we'll have some daily inspirations. I'll walk you through just some of the things to anticipate to help smooth your journey a little bit, and really just some encouragement to keep going with your Reiki practice. So that book doesn't have a title yet, but I'm just super excited about it. But of course, I'll let you know as soon as I can get that going. So during this break, I would really like us to keep in touch. In this online world, it's so easy to move on. There's other things. The podcasting universe is huge. So I really want to make sure that we can keep in touch. So one of the ways that we can keep in touch is I have a weekly newsletter where I provide my insights. I provide downloadable podcasts where you can actually just click in, download your, cool to go. You've got, we can be interacting there, and just information on things that are coming up with me. I am on social media, which of course I'm on Instagram at Charlize at Healing Arts. I'm on Facebook at Healing Arts Health and Wellness by Charlize. I'm also on LinkedIn and on Twitter, and also have a YouTube channel with a few videos there. And then, of course, you can just also connect directly to me, which I'll put all of my contact info below. But I just wanted to reiterate that taking this break, starting with this longest day of the year, I anticipate returning probably in August or September, but I will definitely let you know. And I'm anticipating having some new guests, having some exciting shows. I anticipate we'll be interacting more by video. So I want to wish you a shining, bright, happy summer. And I also want to tell you that during the summer break, and knowing that we've all been through world-changing events, heartbreaking events, that if you can shine your inner light and find your joy and your peace and your self-healing, you heal the world. I tell my patients this all the time, that as we look outward and we see so much that could make us not have hope or feel sorrow or feel that maybe like dark forces are trying to take over, the time that you take to heal your mind, the time that you take to heal your body, the loving step you take to step into the world as a Reiki master or light healer, or just engaging in anything. If you're learning Tai Chi or Qigong or however you're doing that, when you shine your light and you energize your light, that little node you create in the universe, it helps all of us. It helps all of us shine brighter. If you've meditated for 30 minutes and you walk out into the world with that Zen vibe and your chakras are aligned, when you're checking out the grocery store, the person checking you out benefits. The exchange of energy, he's going to feel some of your good energy. And then he takes that home to his family. Then his kids take that good energy on to school. So there's definitely a reason for all this. So I just wanted to part and leave you with that little, you know, shine your light, you know, spread your joy, spread your light. So it seems like there's so much we can't change, we can't do, but in fact, you can. And it starts with healing yourself. So this is Charlize. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back. I will be back in several weeks. Until then, you will see me on social media. You will see my newsletter. But once we're back, I will let you know when Art of Healing's back, new, refreshed, ready with books and more content. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.